Okay, stop it. Hello, good afternoon. My name is Lisa, and I'm sitting here with Rani. And we are here in London on a work trip together. And I would like to ask Rani a few questions about her work, what she's doing for women's rights. So, Rani, you're working, or you founded an organization which is called CINA. Could you maybe tell us a bit more about what you're doing?
Yes, thank you for inviting me to the studio. Gina actually means to live. And Gina International is very much focused on women's rights internationally, locally as well, and nationally, because of globalization and other violations of women's rights in terms of trafficking and sexual exploitation, and just a diaspora of Pacific communities internationally. I think now we need to focus on, violence against women across borders.
Okay, and when did you found this organization? What was the moment or the idea that came up in your mind?
A lot of women's organisations quite rightly say that women coming, for example, to the UK or any other European country, and they don't know the language, therefore they feel isolated. I believe that any woman given at any time can be isolated. Now, I am originally from India, and my father came to the UK from Kenya in 1952. And I was born in 1968. So, we've got a history here in the UK. And I was married in 1991. And I moved from Birmingham to Slough, which is only 100 miles. And I felt extremely isolated because the way I was brought up, where I had freedom of choice, I had informed choices, all of a sudden I was in a relationship for one. I had arranged marriage, very positive, arranged marriage. But yet I was in a different climate of people who had a different mindset. It doesn't mean to say it was a wrong mindset, but it was a different mindset from what I was brought up with. And I felt isolated. So very much throughout my I suppose my marriage, I felt that I really wanted to talk to someone, and I just didn't feel right, for example. But there wasn't anyone to talk about, so it became a very much an organic process where Gina was being born out of. So there was a lot of women's organisations like Women's Aid, where women have been abused physically, sexually, etc., and emotionally, and they then ended up in refuge. But there was nothing for women who actually just needed that emotional support to say, you are worth something, value yourself. So it's very much about getting women to value themselves, and also about a positive spin on a perhaps a negative situation, but learning from that. And I think that's what Gina is very much about, seeing what the negative situation may be in your household or in your life at any given time, and thinking how can we learn from that and those challenges. And I believe there's never problems in life. There are always challenges, and where there are challenges, there are solutions.
Okay, so you were talking about isolation and that every woman can fall into isolation somehow. And you also said that Gina, your organization, is fighting against it, is empowering women. So can you name some main strategies with which you're working?
The three main strategies is volunteering, is about emotional support, and it's about economic activity. Now, with economic activity and volunteering, we've actually married that up with specific projects we've got, which are specifically for gender specific. So we have a DJing workshops that we actually deliver to organisations and people who actually want to just come to us as well, where, as you know, DJing and being in this industry, in the media itself, is very male dominated. So we came across a lot of women thinking we want to become DJs, but our mothers or our culture is stopping us becoming DJs. So then we got a lot of people together, and we formed this wonderful plan of how to deliver this training. Now we now have women who are trained DJs, and they have confidence, they have self-esteem, and covertly we've been talking about women's rights, about domestic violence, about sexual abuse, about what is it like to be a woman in a particular community, for example. And covertly, I think that's very empowering for women, because if I actually said, I have a domestic violence workshop, please attend, not only would the women not want to attend because they don't like that label, but secondly, their own families and their own partners won't let them attend. So having this DJing workshops, we also do driving schools as well, car maintenance. We have a video production course that we deliver, radio training, and Mendi. Now, Mendi is an absolutely wonderful art to actually have, which has originated in India and in Pakistan, and women love doing that. So it's very much about empowering women through different skills, but covertly talking about their rights.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds very interesting. Another thing which interests me is your actual campaign, which is called I Pledge Pink. So for someone who hears it for the first time, it might be like, what is that about? So can you tell us more about it?
I Pledge Pink is about celebrating our daughters. Now, looking at the international view of, for example, sex selection abortions, or particular communities wanting boys and not girls, people immediately think of India and China. India, because of the cultural norm that boys are more valued than girls, but also China, because the political thing of the one child rule. However, we have academic research that shows it's no longer an India or China problem. In Canada, Greece, USA, and in the UK, there is a lot of abortions being carried out. And just to let you know, within a decade, there are 1,500 girls missing that we know that have been aborted as well. So I Pledge Pink is very much celebrating our daughters. We'd like people to upload their photographs, share them, and also to keep the campaign going is to donate. We have a Facebook page, I Pledge Pink. So I'd like everyone to go onto that, onto the Facebook page, and just share your photographs and share your thoughts, and just let us know that how wonderfully happy you are with the women in your life.
Well, I hope that many listeners of our radio show will go to that Facebook site and in general celebrate the daughters in the world. My last question, I'd like to know, Rani, if you'd have one wish for women and men in this world, for all humans, what would it be? What would you like to change? Do you have one thing you could wish for?
I think with equality comes justice and comes peace from within as well. So I would say equality.
Okay. That was really interesting. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.